Good morning, everyone. Mary Filer here. Just have a few thoughts. You know, it's been kind of crazy with the coronavirus, sitting here and feeling like somebody has taken over control of my life again, and I'm not allowed to go anywhere, which is very similar to when you're conforming to the Amish way of life. Sometimes it can feel very constricting because it's like there's this whole emphasis on staying where you are and working and all of that. Like the fact of the matter is that there are people within the community who would not have you have friends. They would wish that you would stay around your home area or only leave your house to go to church and to, like, take care of somebody or help somebody do something. Not necessarily that it would be a situation where you can really spend time together. I mean, like, in the community that I grew up in, one of the things that we would get in trouble for would be if we were spending too much time trying to have social lives. Like, that was always very frowned upon in my family. I don't know if it necessarily is that way for other people who were conforming at one point in time or another, but that's how it was for us. And so for me, it feels kind of like somebody else has taken over my movement again. And I really kind of hate it. And in the same token, it's a different situation. It's not the same situation. It matters. It matters because either we're going to be part of the problem or part of the solution. And part of the problem is that, you know, getting hospitals completely overwhelmed, that would be a problem. Unnecessary loss of life. Part of the solution is to try to limit our movements in order to prevent that loss of life that is preventable. So I'm okay. I'm really okay. I just had to really come to the conclusion that this is an entirely different thing. It's not related to an invisible sky daddy who's watching over us, watching every move. There's no fear that I will go to hell if I do not comply with this. There's more or less, I think it's a moral obligation for people to choose to be part of the problem or part of the solution. And so that's kind of the conclusion that I've come to. As far as that goes, May, you know, we've just had Mother's Day. That's an interesting holiday for me because we didn't actually celebrate that holiday. So let's talk about that for a minute because we didn't celebrate it. However, we knew that people were celebrating it. We knew that it was happening. And at the end of the day, it's a day that kind of, on one hand, it can go one of two ways for me. The first one would be that it really shows me exactly how much did my bio mother actually care about me. And, you know, part of me wants to say, well, she did the best she could, but why are we accepting that from people? Is this enabling of abuse? Because that's what my bio mother did, is she enabled the abuse to happen. She knew about it and did nothing. She still made me live in the house with those people. She still made me try to make me shut up about it. And when it all boiled down to it, she apologized, but she did not apologize for that. She did not apologize for any of her part that she played in the abuse that happened to me. What she apologized for is she apologized that people raped me. She never actually acknowledged her part in this and the role she played, which was that of the enabler. She absolutely enabled them to continue. She enabled the abuse to continue, and she did not seek any kind of assistance for any of her children, whether it was the victims or the abusers. And not to mention, like, she also, there was a large part, I think, denial that happened from her, and that would be in regards to my bio father, because he started this like many, many, many years ago. And I remember him leaving and never coming back and being relieved and not understanding why people are crying about this, not understanding why it's sad, because when I was little, we had a leather shop that was open to the public. And we had this lady who came into the leather shop, and she was beautiful. And I followed her everywhere. And then I told my family, bless my little heart, because I was around 4 or 5 years old. And the only reason I know that is because I was 5 when he died. But I told my family that I was going to grow up and marry this woman. And that's when I distinctly remember, like, the molesting happening from my bio father, the abuse, the sexual assaults, and things like that. It wasn't exactly something that I could verbalize because I had no words for it. And so that started a thing where for most of the time that I was within the community, there was some form of sexual assault, rape, abuse, molestation, something that was happening to me, and I was a child for most of it. I was 19 years old when I became nonconforming, and that is a tremendous amount of traumatic events. But anyway, so he started the cycle, and it just continued. And in my opinion, I'm not a professional by any means, but in my opinion, you know, children often look up to the adults in their lives, and so doing that and having my mother, who's supposed to be my protector, deny that and then admit it to me in private that she knew that that was happening and she did nothing. And this is like 15 years later, 14 years later, I lied. And then when other people ask about that, she would deny it. It never happened. You don't speak ill of the dead. You shouldn't ever speak ill of the dead. And so it was like this, let's shove it under the rug and pretend it never happened, even though your small child that was between 4 and 5 years old or somewhere around that age range was traumatized. Let's pretend it never happened. Because if it just goes away, then I don't have to deal with it. If I pretend it never happened, I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to acknowledge. I don't have to help my child. I don't have to do anything. So for me, it's a little bit hard to actually feel really celebratory on Mother's Day. However, my own child has really helped me heal from that in a sense, because they have really just went above and beyond to show me how much they appreciate me. And not to mention, I just hope that my child will never experience any of the things that I experienced like that. Because they are a child and they don't deserve that. And so anyways, I had an okay Mother's Day. It wasn't great, but it was okay. It was pretty good. We made some good food. We hung out. The kid and their friends actually like did this cute little thing where they made a treasure hunt with little post-it notes, and it was stinking adorable. And sometimes I just have to marvel at how different their life is from what mine was at their age. And I don't feel that I actually miss my egg donor, my bio mother, whatever you want to call it, the person who gave me birth, gave me life. I don't think that I actually miss her. It's more or less this thing where I miss the idea of her. The idea that you would have a strong maternal bond with a woman who brought you into the world, who would stand there and protect you as a child, who would look out for you and take care of you. That idea. I miss that. And currently, I've experienced a bond with women who have shown me through so many different ways that they care, that they are there for me, and in the ways that money can't buy, by their generosity of spirit, by their caring hearts. Even as simple as them teaching me that physical touch is not always bad, it's pretty incredible. And I just wish that no child would ever have to go through this. And I really hope that to all of those who struggle with Mother's Day for whatever reason, if they're estranged from their mothers, if they're having a hard time reconciling the way that their mother treats them, or how degraded their relationship with their mother is, my heart goes out to you. You are not alone. It is not okay. And you don't have to. You don't have to celebrate Mother's Day. You don't even have to acknowledge it. What you do have to do, what I challenge you to do, I challenge you to find something for you to do that gives you peace. And that's all for today, folks. That's all I can think of. I'll talk to y'all later.